Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution to open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you tuning in, and if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call me right now at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. We have open lines if you would like to call. That would be great. I would love to talk to you. Man, I've had a awesome day so far. And I even expected to get more awesomer. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is now. I guess I created it. So I expected to get more awesomer here as we go forward. So, you know, I was having a show earlier today, and Spirit postponed it till now. And, you know, I believe in the perfect timing with Spirit, and everything works according to a plan. And you know, the one thing that we have to realize is that there is a plan. You know, I've been talking to my spirit guide about this, and you know, we have to get into that place, into the flow. I was listening to a video yesterday, teaching from Eckhart Tolle, and it was awesome. If you would like to find that, you can go to my Twitter account and look for that video. I watched it yesterday and plan on watching it again. Because, you know, you only get so much the first time around. And have you ever just gone to a movie and you go, man, this was a good movie. So you go back and you go, man, where did that come from? I missed that the first time. And so that's the way teaching is. You know, that's why I'm glad that these shows are archived for you, because that way you can go back and you can go, man, you know, I wanted to listen to what Michael had to say, and there it is. And so, you know, it's amazing. But Eckhart Tolle yesterday was talking about the now, and you know, I really was into it. You know, I learned a lot of stuff from that. You know, just being present. You know, I think a lot of times we're caught up in our past, or we're worrying about the future, and we're missing right now, this moment, right now. You know, and that's what I was paying attention to when I was listening to his teaching. And, you know, it was like he is so present. You know, he's learned how to shut off the clutter and learn how to, you know, to channel that. And so, and we can do that too, you know. The same abilities inside of us that's in Eckhart Tolle, and we can do that, and we can learn how to be in the present. And, you know, and I've been working on that ever since, you know, just focusing on the now, you know, this moment, you know, this moment with you. You know, I believe that Spirit's going to talk to us today about, you know, whatever Spirit wants to talk about. And that's what, you know, I've always done in my life. I've always followed the leading of Spirit and, you know, trying to follow that every day of my life. And sometimes I get it right and sometimes I don't. But that's okay, because you just let it go. One thing that Eckhart Tolle was talking about in that video, you know, of thoughts. You know, we have thoughts that come through our head, and we should just let them go. You know, we can't always control everything that goes through our heads, and I've been teaching you this and talking to you about this. We can't control every thought we have, but we can control how long we pay attention to those thoughts. How long do we dance with that? And, you know, and so if you're having a negative thought, don't get negative about it. You know, just let it go. You know, it comes in and goes out. You know, and that's the way, you know, things work. Eckhart Tolle was talking about, you know, how, you know, we get wrapped up in us. You know, there's a different us. There's a true I. And, you know, that's what he was talking about in this video I was watching, you know, talking about the real I, the genuine I, you know, that just that knowing of Spirit. And, you know, most of my life I have known that there's been something higher than me, something bigger than me. And maybe you feel that way too. And that's our spiritual us. That's that I am energy inside of all of us. We're not separate. One thing that Steve and my spirit guide has been talking to me about is that we're not separate. Separation is a man-made thing. It's not a spiritual thing. Okay, I want to say that again. Separation is a man-made thing. We think that we're separate from one another. And we put ourselves in classes, like a higher class, a lower class, rich, poor. We put ourselves in categories, and we shouldn't do that, because we're all the same. The Spirit within you is the same Spirit that's within me. So when we really get down to it, is there separation? Only if we create that, only if we allow that, only if we allow those thoughts to say, hey, you know what, I'm separate from that. I'm separate from that person. And the one thing that I'm really working on is getting into that place of no separation, knowing that, you know, and we separate ourselves from Spirit. We put Spirit way outside of us when it's really in us. We were created in the image of that. And so we have to realize that and get into that. I didn't even get to the card for the show yet today, and we're running down on time already. So I better get to the card of the day. The card of the day is the camel card, And it says, trust that you have the resources to get through the challenges before you. You know, we all have those challenges, don't we? Those things that, you know, just eat at us. Maybe, you know, you're looking for a job. Maybe, you know, it's not working out quite the way that you thought it would. You know, not quite on the timing of spirit. And trust that you have the resources to get through. The one thing that I've learned in my life, spirit knows exactly what I need, not what I want. I want to say that again. Spirit knows what I need and provides for those, but sometimes not my wants. Because sometimes those wants are not in according to the plan that Spirit has for me. And we have to find that divine plan. And that's what I'm working on, and that's what you're working on. And that's what I'm about, you know, teaching here. It's about getting into that flow. You know, Eckhart Tolle was talking about, you know, getting into the flow, letting go of all of our stuff, our egos, and focusing on the flow, going inward. And that's very important. We didn't open with prayer either, so let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. This has been an awesome day, and I thank you for providing for me and the ways that you've been providing. You said that you would never leave us, you never would forsake us, that you're always with us because you're in us. We are a part of you. And let us realize that. Let us get past those things and those belief systems, and let us realize who we truly are, which are spiritual beings housed in human forms, having human experiences, and let us learn from those human experiences so we don't have to repeat them. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I ask that you would just help them and move in their lives and in every area of their life, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I pray that you would just bless them in a mighty way and let them know that they are loved and that you are a part of their lives. And so we thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, let me get out of the way and become the vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for this program. I thank you for my listeners. And I thank you for your love that goes beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And I thank you for the blessings that you're going to be providing for all of us in the very near future. And I thank you for that. We surround ourselves right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello to 858. Hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I am good. I'm beyond good. I don't know how to even explain how I feel, but I'm good. So hopefully you're good too.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. I have a question. The friend of mine, the gentleman that I like and I'm very much interested and I've known him for some time, he hasn't communicated to me since the beginning of the year. Do you see that this communication will be reestablished? Because I was hoping for February 14th he will show up. Nope.
Okay.
He has light
eyes
and light complexion and kind of stocky.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I feel like that for some reason, you know, communication has broke down here. I feel like that he's caught up into some stuff. I don't think it's personal. I don't think it's aimed at you. But, you know, when communication goes away, I think sometimes, you know, we think, oh, what did I do? You know, did I mess things up? And so don't go into that place because I don't think that you did anything wrong. And so don't take it personal. I just feel like
Michael, let me tell you, it's not. I'm not thinking this way. I think that there is probably change. Something has changed in his life that he is just maybe some circumstances that made him feel that he shouldn't communicate to me.
Right. And I feel like the communication will come. It looks like about towards the end of the month, as you go into February, you should hear from him.
So you think that we will be okay, that this friendship will last? Oh, he decided that...
Yeah, I feel like that the friendship will develop into something more as you go on here, but it's gonna be a slow process. But you're just gonna have to have patience. That Spirit's gonna work out according to, the plan for your life that Spirit has for both of you. And I feel good about the relationship. I feel like he's a good guy, and so I would be patient with him. But you should have some communication like I said towards the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll wait. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ms. Fink, I appreciate your reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. I'm glad you're having a good day. That's good.
Yep. I can't complain. So.
That's good.
How are things going for you?
My day isn't going so good. Not so good. I left work in tears yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good.
Yeah, it was really bad. It's really disappointing.
Yeah. Call me after the show. I mean, I don't want to put out everything on air, so call me after the show. You know, the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, don't get down on yourself. You know, the one thing that I'm focusing on right now, Rose, is I see a lot of chitter chatter going on in your head. You know, and none of it's good. I mean, have you been really beating yourself up? I mean, so, you know, so don't do that. I mean, there's nothing profitable.
Going back and forth.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing profitable in beating ourselves up. I mean, you know, we can't change circumstances, and we can't change that you left the job and, you know, you were in tears. So that was a natural fact. But what we can do and what we can stop is a chitter-chatter from the lower energies that would tell you, you know, that nothing's going to work out for you, you know, that things are not going to change. Why are you even trying? Those voices. And so you really need to watch that, because I feel like that there's a lot of that going on right now. So you need to pay attention to that. Because I still feel like that, you know, doors are going to open for you. You know, it's just slower than what we expected. So, but I do feel like that you know, something will open up for you. And Spirit has been providing, you know, it's just these little things that Spirit's been doing. But, you know, you want something more solid, and I feel like that, you know, there is something coming your way. Just don't beat yourself up, because, you know, you can't change what happened yesterday. Okay? You can't change that. That's already done, and it's over. And so you can't change that, you know. So just let it go, like I was talking earlier about those thoughts. You know, when those thoughts come in, just let them fade through your head and go out. And it does actually work, because I've been doing it, and that's why I'm having an awesome day today, because I've been in the now moment and not worrying about anything or focused on anything except right, you know, in the now. It takes some time to learn how to do that, but you can do that as well. So.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. So, yeah.
do you see me moving?
There's a possibility of that now, yeah. There's a possibility. Don't get stressed out about it. Just let it happen. If it's supposed to happen, it will happen. And, you know, but I mean, right now I would say there's a possibility that you'll be moving. But instead of looking at it as a bad thing, I really feel like that it will be a good thing, and it will accomplish some healing and stuff like that. So it might be a move that's necessary right now. And I know that you're sort of fighting it, but, you know, I really feel like that, you know, there's a strong chance that you'll be moving. But, you know, it's not totally in concrete yet. So, but the possibility has rose up. So I just want you to know that.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, and the one thing I'll tell you, you know, that move, you know, that I'm talking about, you know, might be, you know, you move into a different place where you're at. I mean, I don't know that. All I know is that there's a move of some sort coming, you know, a possibility of it. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Call me after the show and we'll talk some more. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, we got 10 minutes to talk to you. So, and I would love to talk to you. I feel like there's somebody listening to me that you really, 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 really need to call in. 347-327-9316. Let me tell you something that's happened. The domain for me, www.insightswithmichael.com, there's a problem with that right now, okay? I'm trying to work it out, trying to get the kinks out, but we have a new website address, okay? So it's not hard to remember. It's www.insightswithmichael.net, okay? It's www.insightswithmichael.net. Okay? So just remember that. And if you would like to set up readings with me, you can do that over there. That website's going to be being worked on and changed a little bit, but you can set readings up over there right now. So it's www.insightswithmichael.net. You know, we just have to go with the flow, you know. The other day I got an email from somebody that was trying to set up a reading and said, Michael, your website's down. And I didn't even realize the website was down. So I'm glad that they brought that to my attention. And so, but we do have a new website address. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. And so you can set up readings over there and follow our Twitter account. Like I said yesterday, I was watching some teaching. It's always nice to learn stuff. And Igor Tolle is an amazing person. And it is a lengthy video, but I will tell you it's worth its time if you want to go watch that. And you can find that on my Twitter feed from yesterday. So if you want to go check that out. So there's another teaching over there, too, that I was listening to last night. You know, the one thing that Spirit's been talking to me about is, you know, what are we eating? And I don't mean physical food. I mean the stuff that the world tosses at us. What are we eating? You know, are you watching? You know, YouTube is an awesome place. YouTube, you can find almost anything you want on YouTube, from spiritual stuff to non-spiritual stuff. YouTube is great. And so, you know, so yesterday I thought, you know what? I'm going to do things different. I'm going to be different. And so I set my mindset, my intention of healing and teaching and saying, hey, you know what? I need to learn too. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm teaching and I'm talking to you all, but I need to learn too. I need to get fed. And so that's what I mean by what are we eating? Are we eating junk? You know, are we stuck in the news and watching the news and being depressed about all the stuff going on in the world? There's some really bad stuff going on. But let's not get stuck on that. Remember, be in this moment, you know, and just being, you know. And so it's an amazing experience once you start doing it. So prayer requests, I would ask for prayer for myself. I'm doing okay. Feel like I might be trying to catch a cold or something. I've been having some problems with my throat today. And so also my throat chakra might need to be open, which I'm going to go work on right after the show. And so we need to pay attention to those things. You know, are we expressing how we really feel, what's really going on? And, you know, there's a way to express yourself in a positive way, and there's a way to express yourself in a negative way. I'd rather do the positive way and, you know, let Spirit bless me for being that. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show for today. I do appreciate you listening, as always. Next month, I'm hoping that we'll be back on our regular schedule, whatever that is for our show. So, whatever the regular schedule is for me. I don't know what that is exactly. But, you know, I hope that next month we'll get back to getting some guests on here and things like that. So this month has been a little rocky for me. I got some personal stuff that I'm working through. But just like you, you know, we get through it. We learn how to just deal with things and let Spirit bless us in every area of our lives. So, all right. So we're going to go ahead and say goodbye for right now. And thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I appreciate it so much. You can get a hold of me by email by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. That is youareawakening@gmail.com. All right. If you know people that would like to be on the show or people that you would like to hear on our show, write me. Let me know. So I appreciate it. All right. So that is, I'm getting ready to put www in front of that. That's an email address, so it doesn't have www. It is youareawakening@gmail.com. All right, thanks, guys, and have a good day and a good evening and all that stuff. And We will be back on air tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Thursday. We'll be back on air tomorrow. And Saturday is the 22nd. And there is something that Spirit's going to do on the 22nd. I don't know what exactly, but we will be on air on Saturday for sure. And I've been feeling something really powerful for the 22nd. 22nd in numerology is a very spiritual number. It's a really powerful number. And I really feel like that Spirit's going to do something amazing in our lives on the 22nd. So that's coming up on Saturday. So, all right. I'm going to close out with this song, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. What time tomorrow? Let's say 4 o'clock tomorrow. And so we'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All right. Bye-bye, guys. Oh, I almost forgot. What did I almost forget? Everybody knows what I almost forgot. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
And free, I give myself permission now.